And from Amade to Annie, Annie the Musical. With me in the studio is Travis Guillory, here to talk about Annie Jr., the musical that opened this past weekend at Cité des Arts and will continue this weekend. You had three sold-out houses
oversold-out crowds.
What a great problem to have.
Yes, definitely.
And how nice to happen the first summer that Kids Cabaret has done a musical to present to the public.
Correct.
Kids Cabaret, tell us about that. You started a couple years ago. And
right.
What is it?
Kids Cabaret is a theater education program for kids ages 8 to 14. I started it about 2 years ago, a year and a half, 2 years ago. Basically, just like I said, as an education program to educate kids in musical theater, acting, singing, dancing. And I started out just teaching classes, and I always knew that we were working toward a full musical production. So that's exactly what we did this summer. After teaching four or five sessions, I can't remember exactly, of classes and accumulating a great number of students, we decided this summer that we're going to do Annie Jr., which is just like Annie, the musical, like everyone knows and loves. It's just a shorter version. The song's a little bit shorter. The scene's a little bit shorter to accommodate a younger cast. So like I said, Kids Cabaret started with just classes, and we're still continuing to do classes all throughout the school year. We do four and five-week sessions where we educate kids on musical theater. There are some more advanced classes that focus on kind of like the backstage, set design, costume design, all that other kind of production aspect of musical theater. And we actually have classes starting up in September again. So registration is open for that online right now.
And this is all while you're busy with your own school life. Aren't you in school
right.
as well,
yes,
Travis?
Yes, I'm a senior at UL, majoring in public relations.
Right. So you're quite busy. But you know how important musical theater has been to you in your life. You've been doing it since you were
right.
a child
I've been
as
doing
well.
It since I was about 9 years old. And basically, I just want to give kids the same experience that I had. You know, I have very vivid memories of being on stage as a kid and what it felt like, and that connection with the audience and learning lines and just going through that whole process of theater. And so I basically just want to give that back to kids and give them the same experience, if not better. And I want them to have that for a lifetime.
So what has been your approach to teaching kids musical theater? How have you set up your classes, and what do you try to impart to them? Obviously love and enthusiasm.
Right. Right. Well, I always say that theater for children is very important, obviously. I mean, you know, that's my mission. But it gives kids a completely different set of skills that it would – that, you know, other activities do. Because, for one, it definitely increases their communication skills. They – you know, later on in life, whenever they have to – give a presentation, or, you know, they have a job interview or something, they're going to have excellent communication skills because they're used to having like vocal training with voice and enunciation and projection and, you know, all of that stuff. And then, you know, of course, it makes them realize self-esteem, and it boosts confidence because they're on stage, and there's nothing else like being on stage and feeling the connection of an audience and being able to relate to them. So it definitely makes them feel something on the inside. It boosts that self-esteem and that confidence. And I mean, ultimately, it opens up their imagination and their creativity, and, you know, the sky's the limit, and there is no limit whenever you're on stage and you're becoming another character, or, you know, you're building a set. You know, we could be wherever we want to be. So just what I try to instill in these kids is that this is your safe, creative space. This is your outlet to use your imagination and your creativity and have fun and kind of learn a little bit along the way. But I don't tell them that. That's what I tell the parents. The kids learn.
Right.
You know, they're having fun, but they're
mm-hmm.
learning at the same
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm. And, well, that's played out in your life as well. It's not like you've gone on to a career in musical theater. Actually, you're in public relations.
Right.
So that has helped you with confidence and instilled something in you
right.
that has led to that career decision.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that with public relations – it's basically like I'm acting anyway, you know.
Well, yes, there's that, isn't it?
You know, and it really goes hand in hand with that, mm-hmm. especially with producing plays and mm-hmm. and things like that. You know, there's press releases, and there's, you know, radio interviews.
Jingles, with, maybe.
Right. You know, little things that I have to do here and there. So it all kind of ties in. And
absolutely.
It gave me a really, you know, I can tie the two together very well.
Absolutely. So you decided to actually do a musical this summer.
Right.
You've been doing these classes for a couple of years now.
Right.
And you've had return students that you've worked with. So
right.
You felt like maybe you had gotten a number that really had this confidence and you felt like you could go forward with the musical.
Right. We did have open auditions to the mm-hmm. public, though.
Okay.
You don't have to be a Kids Cabaret student in order to be in our summer musical. So I had open auditions to the public. We had a lot of kids show up. Obviously, they all want to be an Annie. Mm-hmm. You know, they all mm-hmm. want that. And so we wound up with having 19 kids in the show, varying in ages 8 to 14.
And you started to describe it earlier, Annie Jr.,
mm-hmm.
how for a lot of people who know the musical very well, either having seen it here or Broadway, you know, memorized it, how does it differ slightly? Is it just more condensed? What's the difference?
Basically, I have people coming to see the show because it's Annie, because
mm-hmm.
they love the movie or they love the music or, you know, whatever the reason. And they're going to be satisfied. They are getting Annie the musical.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to hear Hard Knock Live, Tomorrow, maybe. You know, all the songs that people know and love, except they're, since it is catered for a younger cast, the songs are a little bit shorter. They maybe took out a verse here or there. They cut, you know, some of the lines here and there. But all the scenes are there. All the songs are there. All the characters are there. And if you can get past the fact that it's a younger cast doing it, and might I say, in a very, you know, professional way. You know, I kind of forget sometimes that they're kids, and I keep mm-hmm. thinking they're adults because mm-hmm. the quality of their performances are so great.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get past the fact that it's all kids, you're gonna have so much fun because it's Annie.
And how old is Daddy Warbucks actually?
Daddy Warbucks is actually 11, but he looks like he's like 15 or 16.
Okay.
He's actually 11.
Well, tell us about some of your actors and singers.
What's great about working with kids, kind of, you know, from a like child development psychology kind of angle, is that they're all coming from different schools. They're all coming from different home lives. They're all coming from other other activities. Like I have one kid in particular, he also does like boxing or wrestling, so something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So to do that and to do theater, it's an interesting blend. And I always loved I actually did like when I was in high school, I did a science fair project on extracurricular activities, and you know, and it's just interesting to be a part of their extracurricular lives. And I get to see a bunch of different kind of kids. You know, some of them have never been on stage before, which is excellent for me because I get to find something that hasn't been discovered before in them. And then I have kids who have done, you know, 20 plays that, you know, that have performed all of their lives since they
mm-hmm.
were in diapers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great because they all get the same education. If it's your first show ever and you've never been on stage and you're terrified of it, or if I can't get you off the stage because you love it so much, you all get the same kind of education and the same experience.
It's like you're getting to see your science fair project
continue.
Keep taking that data down.
Right.
Well, who plays Annie?
Annie is Olivia Lopez. She is from ERAF, actually. And once again, they come from all over the
mm-hmm,
place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Lopez, she is from ERAF. I actually directed Olivia last year in The Little Mermaid in New Iberia. She was Flounder. So and that's another cool thing, too, is that some of these kids, I've worked with them before. I've either taught them or I've directed them in other shows before. I think all of my leads, I've directed them before or taught them. Annie is Olivia Lopez of ERAF. Miss Hannigan is Elise Jertson. She does a lot of work with CYT, Christian Youth Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I taught there, she was one of she was actually one of my first students that I ever taught there now, a couple of years later. Daddy Warbucks is Will Gary. He, is from St. Martinville. I also directed him last year in Little Mermaid. Grace Farrell is played by Kelby LeCher, who is also from ERAF, who I also directed in The Little
it's
Mermaid.
Quite a talented community, ERAF.
Right. I know. They all from ERAF. So, yeah, and I have a bunch of students who I've taught before, Brody Walker, who's one of my – he's been from the beginning, since Kids Cabaret's start, he's one of my students. He plays Rooster Hannigan. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of kids in there, and they all make a really cohesive group. And I had an audience member tell me, you know, it really shows that they're all working as a team up there, because what we did was, instead of just having rehearsals, it was more of a production camp. And so for 3 weeks, Monday through Friday, 1 to 5, all the kids came. It didn't matter if you were a chorus member or Annie. All the kids came the same amount of time. 5 days a week, and they really did build a very cohesive, you know, group. It's not just a cast, you know, they're mm-hmm. all friends mm-hmm. and they all get along. And I had an audience member say that actually shows a lot on stage. I
could see that. And were they working on set production as well, or did you have another component of the Kids Cabaret that
I wanted them to get a full production experience. So while obviously the show, the performance of the show, the acting, the singing, and the dancing was my main concern, We did have a set day where the kids did paint some of the set, and we did a lot of character development. And, you know, I wasn't cutting any corners, just because, you know, I thought, oh, well, it's just a kids' production. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I did the same thing that I would do if it was a full adult cast, and that's super beneficial for these kids, because, like I said, I'm not cutting any corners for them. They are getting the full theater education that their parents are paying for.
You know? And obviously a great commitment on their parents' part. You're talking about kids coming from Erath and New Iberia,
right,
and other communities. That's a huge commitment on the family's part as well, to get,
right,
these kids here.
Right, that is. And it's great, you know, like, you know, there's shows like Dance Moms and, you know, shows like that show mm-hmm. the parents. You know, I think all that's a little ridiculous. But, you know, these parents are very invested in their kids. Like I said, like you said, especially the ones coming from Erath mm-hmm. and New Iberia and St. Martinville. And even the ones coming from Lafayette, you know, taking off on their work hour to go and, you know, do whatever, bring their kids. But it's so important that the parents support their children and what their children love to do, and that they don't, you know, suppress that and don't let the light shine, because that's my goal, is to let these kids have their creative outlet and to let their light shine. And that all stems from the parents. And if the parents support the kids, then half my job is done right there.
That's right. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about Annie Jr., the musical being produced by Kids Cabaret and directed by my guest Travis Guillory, who started Kids Cabaret a couple years ago. Oversold out crowds,
yes,
this past weekend. This weekend you've actually added a show. So tell us about the performances that are available this weekend.
We are not sold out this weekend, okay, for any performance, even though our matinee on Sunday has about 70 reservations. So it's filling up.
Mm-hmm.
But the upcoming performances are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30. And then we have two matinees, one on Saturday and one on Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m. And like I said, tickets sales are going very, very well. We did have to add that Saturday matinee at 2. So a Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock. You can call CITE at 291-1122 to reserve your tickets, or you can go online to citedesart.org. But you could just call and reserve at 291-1122 and talk to Christy over there, how many tickets you want, and show up and see a really great show.
But definitely reserve. Don't just show,
yes,
up and hope,
yeah,
to get a ticket.
We hate to turn people away. We had to do it this past weekend. We hate to turn people away. So please, if you really want to see the show, we really advise that you get your tickets in advance.
And what a great way to celebrate the start of school. A lot of schools are,
right,
starting next week, so this would be a really good celebration and
right,
a way to, I guess, look at the achievements of kids and be an inspiring way to start off the school year.
Yeah.
But you're going to continue teaching classes. How is that going to work? Do you teach at CITE during the semester?
I do. I teach at CITE, kind of as an after-school program for the kids. We have, well, now that we've had so many sessions in the past couple of years, I have, I think, 5 different levels of kids, you know, with a Z, kids.
Yes, always.
I have 5 different levels of kids right now, and I have 3 beginners classes. So we're definitely open for new students. We teach a 5-week session. We have 4 weeks of teaching you know, going over material. And then on the 5th week, there's a showcase. One of my mottos is let the child decide what they want to perform. And so what we do is they either bring a monologue or a musical theater song that they would like to perform. You know, some kids aren't singers, some kids aren't actors, you know, they – but once again, I let them figure out where their strong points are, where their weak spots are, and I kind of cater around their specific needs and talents because I have very small classes. I have three or four kids in a class, so I can do that. And they pick what they want to perform. They bring me some options, and we work for 4 weeks. And we have the performance on the 5th week, and it's open to the public. Parents can come. Anyone can come and see what these kids have been working on. And it's a really cool thing to see where they start and then see how they are at the showcase in front of an audience. And they get that audience experience like I was talking about earlier. They feel what it's like to perform in front of people.
So a great way to attend these showcases and see what's happening
see
in the
what
world
it's all
of musical
about.
Theater
yeah.
for kids around here. And, of course, you'll have the Kids Cabaret Summer Camp next year as well.
Right.
The
cast this week, we're going to have a discussion about what show we're going to do next year because, I'm all about letting the kids decide what they want to do because, I don't want to be a teacher that makes them do things. And, you know, I want them to have a creative voice because they do. You know, even if they're 8 years old, kids still need to use their imagination and their creativity. So this weekend, we're going to decide which show we're doing next summer.
Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to talking with you and perhaps some of the kids from Kids Cabaret when that gets closer.
Right.
My guest, Travis Guillory, the creator of the Kids Cabaret Summer Camp and classes during the year. They are presenting Annie Jr., the musical, this weekend at Cité des Arts. It was sold out last weekend, so reserve tickets for the 4 shows that will be performed this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Cité des Arts. Thank you so much, Travis.
Thank you.